Unit 12, page 146. Listening. Exercise 2. Speaker 1.
It's common knowledge that the world's oil and gas supplies aren't inexhaustible, so I was prepared to accept the fact that this nuclear power station needed to be built, and this was as good a place as any to site it. It doesn't particularly worry me that this source of energy is expensive to produce. Let's face it, we just have to put up with that. What is much more problematic is how to get rid of the byproduct. It can remain highly toxic for years, and, as we know to our cost, accidents can devastate huge areas. Once we crack the problem of disposing of that, I think there'll be less opposition to the use of nuclear power.
Speaker 2.
At first, I was dead against the whole idea. I thought anyone who supported anything to do with nuclear power wasn't worth giving the time of day to. The ironic thing is that, from what I've heard on the news recently, it seems this kind of energy turns out to be something that can have less harmful effects on the environment than we thought, which is a bit of an eye-opener, to tell the truth. But I suppose that one of the reservations I still have about it is that there are so many other energy sources that remain untapped as yet. So I say, let's go for those.
Speaker 3.
I started out thinking that this anti-nuclear power movement was a lot of fuss about nothing. As far as I was concerned, as long as I had heating and lighting, I didn't care a hoot about how it reached me. I was far too busy with the nitty-gritty of getting through the week, if you understand me. But when it's a question of in your own backyard, you start to ask yourself a few questions about what right we have to interfere with this beautiful world we live in. Maybe we should stop now before we destroy it completely. Well, let's face it. What difference does it make what I think?
Speaker 4.
I knew, which I'm sure a lot of people don't, that nuclear power plants emit virtually no greenhouse gases. Apparently, if all the existing nuclear power plants were shut down and replaced with equally powerful energy from non-nuclear sources, there would be a huge increase in the amount of pollution in the atmosphere. It's a sobering thought, and a powerful argument for nuclear power, isn't it? But living down the road from a nuclear power station, or any other kind of power station, is another matter. Ultimately, it makes the area an undesirable location for residents.
Speaker 5.
I must admit that in the beginning I was pretty ignorant about what using nuclear power really meant. I thought it might create employment in the area, but that's about all. But from what I've read since, it seems that one of the biggest objections to the siting of nuclear power stations is that the local people aren't consulted. In our case, nothing could have been further from the truth. Everyone got sent a letter outlining the proposal, and there were countless follow-up meetings, where, incidentally, usually only a handful of people turned up. But the point is that however open people are about what nuclear power means in the long run, there's still that unknown quantity in terms of what effect it might have.